Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Much news I missed yesterday because I wasn't inspired. I was tired and I was looking at the news. There wasn't much, but today lots is happening, including the release of a rap song with Ben Shapiro and Canadian rapper Tom McDonald, who appears to have been standing before for white people, for against the left. It's cringy, of course, this rap, but we'll see what he had to say in the rap. I don't think it's a particularly interesting rap, but it's his job memeing, and he took an opportunity to meme here. Hard times create nicotine men. Nicotine men create good times. Good times create weed guys. Weed guys create hard times. The cycle of civilization. I find this a very interesting possibility. Is it possible that there are cycles? Cycles of drugs, various drugs motivating the particular behavior of a certain era of society. Definitely the hippies would have been the weed guys, and perhaps the generation of my grandfather, who was smoking and farming tobacco, would qualify as the nicotine generation. Very interesting. That could be that could explain more than we tend to acknowledge. Illegals harm beavers, join the Texas National Guard. So the civil war between the Texas people who want to protect the border and the Joe Biden administration who wants to open the border by removing the barbed wire is continuing. And we have Greg Abbott from Texas saying, "We will not bow down. We are prepared. We are prepared if they try to take ownership or control of the Texas National Guard." Perhaps that's one of the strategies. You claim somehow that the illegals, okay, it's a federal jurisdiction immigration, but this is not an immigration question. This is an environmental issue. The illegals are killing the beavers. And now suddenly it's a state issue. I love the idea. I don't know if it's going to be used, but I love the idea in terms of taking state control of an issue. It's like, well, your mismanagement of the federal issue now has consequences on the environment. You wouldn't side against the environment, would you? A fuel tanker was hit by a Houthi missile and is now on fire, so it doesn't seem like the Houthis have been intimidated by the recent actions of the US and the threats. So we have a continuation of their activity against ships. Richard Spencer says the West. Yes, when the West is used in this context, it's like, give me a fucking break. Barry Weiss, Jewish New York Times journalist. Over the past few months, my friend Douglas Murray has emerged as perhaps the most important defender of the West. Was worth the flight to Tel Aviv to thank him in person. When you have to fly to Tel Aviv to talk with a defender of the West, it's probably not a defender of the West. Give me a break with this Israel being part of the West. No. Israel is a middle ground civilization formed by Jews who do recruit the strength of the West to their service. But it is definitely not the West. Open borders. In fact, that's why it's called the Middle East. I mean, just this. It's located in the Middle East. The Middle East. Open borders for Israel has apparently ordered a rap for me so that I can compete with Ben Shapiro. He probably had this written by AI or whatever. Yo, it's JFG spitting truth with clarity in the realm of ideas, exploring with sincerity. From genetics to philosophy, a mind so versatile, dropping knowledge bombs, making thoughts go wild. JF on the mic, breaking down the code, genetic narratives in every episode. Yeah, very good, very good. From ChatGPT. Good work on ChatGPT here. Good work. Be careful. I think they're trying to set a whole new January 6th type of event with this Texas thing. Be careful who you join, who you interact with. It is a very dangerous moment to be out there and saying, hey, I'd like to join an armed force against the federal government. Do not say that kind of thing in 2024. I don't know if this guy is a Fed. I don't know. But guys like this will easily fall for Fed narratives and will leave traces. If you don't understand electronics, tracking, alibis, electronic alibis, if you don't understand wiretapping, if you don't understand the exact way in which all encryption works with your computer, assume that you are listened at every moment. And don't be like this guy.
Something very big is being planned and is coming in this country. I had a follower reach out to me today saying to pray for her because her and her husband were in a deep discussion about what they should do, as he's being asked to join a riot force here in Texas, expecting large riots in the near future. I have two family members who are part of a large police department in Texas who were also told that they were taking volunteers for the riot police because they are planning on large-scale riots.
Hello, fellow Texans. Would you like to join a riot force? Be careful with that kind of thing. Swing It says that Linkin Park song, though. I cried so hard.
We know about the man who snuck over the border the other day and said that he had big plans and that we would all know who he is very, very soon. And as people did research, they find out that he had quite a long history. This country is in for a large reckoning. Here's my point. Today, you should solidify that relationship you have with the Lord Jesus. Because in that moment when this all breaks apart and you don't know where to turn, you don't want to be without hope and you don't want to be without the Lord and you don't want to be without his voice and guidance, because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. And I think we all can feel that something big is coming.
My God, are we talking about the Texas resistance movement against the federal government? In any case, it's interesting, but be careful, because I'm sure half of the opportunities or more in this kind of rise of appeals to arms will be feds. The feds are surely on this case already, surely as hard going on it as hard as they went toward January 6th. And open borders for Israel mentions an important fact to consider here. 41% Hispanic, 40% white. That is Texas demographics. Cowboy hat or not, you're going to have a bunch of Hispanics in Texas rooting for the federal government. If there's ever any force rising in Texas, you're going to have a bunch of Hispanic rooting and aiding the federal government to come in and neutralize this rise. So it's very hard for me to imagine a situation where this turns into a real independence movement and really succeeds at doing anything against Joe Biden and his federalist government. Lendald Guntram says several states are already sending their National Guardsmen to help out Texas in their standoff of the feds. If I'm not mistaken, definitely 2024 is going to be explosive fun. Yeah, that is what Greg Abbott mentioned on the Tucker interview very quick. He said that we are getting support and people are flocking from various you know, states who are part of the National Guards of these states, and they're coming to help us. Now, what does that mean? It means that they will continue doing the effort of installing the barbed wires, and they will, in fact, install more. And now the court has ordered, well, the federal government can cut this part, but it doesn't keep the Texas people from installing other parts or for even reinstalling this very barbed wire that will be cut. So we'll see how this all turns. The Russian Investigative Committee has published very important footage. Yesterday or 2 days ago, there was a plane crash in Russia, in the Belgorod region, so very close to the border with Ukraine. And it turned out that it was a plane crash that involved many deaths, but it wasn't a commercial plane, it was a military plane. And now we learn today from the publication of this footage, they show that this plane was filled with Ukrainian prisoners of war. So basically, the Ukrainians have shut down a plane that contained their own Ukrainian soldiers. They ended up killing, I don't know, maybe 60 of them, whatever was the amount of occupants in this plane. The Ukrainians have killed their own, and so it doesn't look good. And one wonders, was it by order of Putin that this plane kind of went slow and perhaps went intentionally close to the Ukrainian territory? Or was it just random? In any case, Ukrainian prisoners of war are now dead from an anti-aircraft missile on the side of Ukraine. Lendald says, I have it on good authority that it actually were French mercenaries doing the missile shooting. Okay, I don't know about this. I don't know how I would confirm this, but possible. Washington says, female empathy will be the death of this country and Western civilization as we know it. In favor of the removal of razor wire, yes, I don't believe in randomness. They are all feminine, feminist, effeminate, Supreme Court justices that have voted for the removal of razor wire. There is a problem in the female mind. It is incapable of understanding the competitive nature of the world of politics. And it's incapable of understanding how you need to deal with enemy forces. And that is something Clarence Thomas gets it right away. When you're faced with enemy forces of civilization, you need to always just drop the hammer on them. That is how you compete and win. You need to always win. You need to always put them down. It's not about, oh, in this case, is this reasonable to thinking about the federal extension of rights in a jurisdiction? No, it's not this. If you are in a culture war, and in a culture war, you need to make sure that you win everything you can on your side, because the other side will make sure that they win everything they can on their side. If you don't understand this, you are not a fit Supreme Court justice. But here we have basically the female force in the Supreme Court, and I totally include Justice John Roberts in this, because I believe that he is in an andropause. I have read many of his decisions, and I've concluded that this guy is low-T. Extremely low-T, to a point of I would say, medical concern. I can tell you right away that if I had a blood test of Justice John Roberts, we would see extremely low levels of testosterone. I can see it in his writing. I can see it in his justifications. So basically, you have a full 5-female panel here that has decided to let in migrants, let the federal government undermine the effort of Texas to keep migrants out of this country. New guy says they know what they're doing, JF. Absolutely, they do. Column Ox says razor wire is bad branding. They should call it an anti-travel barrier or something. I'm not into semantic trickery. I think there's something to gain to be the side of honesty in politics. Because what you describe, this, the left does it all the time. And you lose something. But when you're into semantic trickery, you lose something. You lose the connection with the truth that you can keep with your base. And you'll see it in the ways the leftists debate. They don't care about fooling their own side. They use all these twists of language that are meant to hide the ideas that they truly stand for. And that is sometimes a problem. It can become a problem. So I've always stood for the right wing should be the force of truth in politics, because that's what brought me to the right wing to begin with. Like, if I had seen when I was young that the right wingers keep lying, if I had seen a continuation of kind of the George Bush era of republicanism, I wouldn't have ever been attracted to republicanism. It's my quest for truth that brought me here, and I think we gain in following this, in keeping this, and keeping the moral high ground on this. Open Borders for Israel sends a super chat. Thank you so much. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, send super chats through Odyssey. Odyssey is my favorite platform for super chats. You can send them using the dollar button under the chat. Make sure you add a payment method in your account to see this button. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Open Borders for Israel says, hey, Jeff, Andrew Tarba is plugging Europa, The Last Battle. Have you seen it? You could do some episodes reviewing it. Yes, there's a big case of... Nick says, surely Jeff has seen Europa. Amazingly, I've never watched this movie. And I'm through two waves of memes around this movie. Like back in 2017, people were sending me chats and saying, Jeff, you have to watch it. I'll certainly watch it now because I'm now in my second mimetic wave of this movie. One account had been started on Twitter to promote this movie because there's some attempt by some mainstream journalists to say, oh, Odyssey has a copy of this movie, therefore they're right-wing extremists. And Twitter banned the account that was meant to promote this. Andrew Tarba said that there was an effort for censorship of Europa, The Last Battle, and so he made a system-wide message on Gab trying to promote to every Gab user the movie. I'm certainly going to watch it. In fact, I may watch it tonight because I know people have been telling me about it. Simeon says it's not a movie. It's a docu-series, like 10 episode long, many hours. Okay, I didn't know it was that long, but I'll still watch it. I'll at least start tonight. I don't know what it's about. I'm sure it's about something related to racial consciousness of Europeans. I'm sure it talks about World War II and Jews. I'm sure it's all about this, but I never got around to watching it. Tring Mamel sends a super chat. He says, Jeff, my ex's crazy alcoholic boyfriend called me a few minutes ago on a different phone number. The girl I'm currently dating picked up. The phone was when I was napping. He supposedly said he knows where I live and is very upset with me for the text I was DMing you. These low IQ alcoholic barkers, you can ignore them. You don't have to let this. You should certainly not let this make you anxious. Listen, there she was signaling her availability to you. So you responded. You responded in a very respectful way. Like she was dog whistling to you that she wasn't with her boyfriend anymore. So you moved in, you did the right thing. Just forget her, forget him, block all of their means of communication. They are trying to intimidate you, and this fucking whore of your ex just is trying to play him emotionally by showing him the text of you to her. That is absolutely ridiculous, and it shows you how much of a low-life scum she is. Forget these two people. Block all routes that they have to communicate with you, but I don't feel any danger for you. Just be regular on your security and your carefulness about who you interact with, and keep having a conflict avoidance strategy at all times. Like, I think the worst that could happen is he tries to escalate after you shut him down. And you, of course, you don't want to respond to his texts. You just want to block, disappear. The worst thing that can happen, I think, is he would show up at some place that you know, he knows where you are. He shows up. So you find the most available escape route, that may be your car, if he's there yelling at you from the side of the street. If he's on your land, you tell him, please leave my land. You call the police if he doesn't. He's going to get tired and eventually will realize that he has nothing to gain trying to intimidate you. Don't give him any insight or any report, any feedback from his communication with you, because he's... At this point, he's trying to use the fear that he wants to induce in you to charm this ridiculous ex of yours. So he's trying to look manly, basically. So this is, you are being used as a tool on both sides of this couple, which has nothing to do with you, as an emotional manipulation tool for both sides. She's showing him your DMs to say, hey, look how much of a whore I am. And look, he made me some offers. Look, he likes me. And he's showing her his intimidation of you to look like a man, like an alpha man who will always defend her. It is absolutely ridiculous. You have nothing to do with this. You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to invest in terms of time, especially if you have your current girlfriend. Then there's not even a possibility with her. So fuck her and fuck him. Who is ZV Bear? Memes erupt on Twitter amid viral Taylor Swift AI pictures scandal. Okay, so we can't show these pictures because Taylor Swift is swearing that she will sue the publishers of these pictures for use of her likeness. But I am on 4chan right now, and I see all of these pictures. So someone called ZV Bear has published porn pictures of Taylor Swift that have been generated by AI. So it's not like Taylor Swift actually engaged in porn. It is an imagination, creative experiment with AI. So he generated the porn that Taylor Swift never filmed. And so, I mean, what are we talking about? I'm looking at the images right now, which I will not show on screen. We have here Taylor Swift close to a dumpster in a New York back street, getting fucked in the ass while laying on a set of garbage bags in a New York street. She's getting fucked in the ass by this hairy Muppet green character. We have here a Taylor Swift boob picture, completely naked with a small red veil that she kind of wears around her neck, a scarf type of porn, soft porn image. We have a more hardcore porn image here of Taylor Swift with a message written on her boob with kind of makeup-like red kind of lipstick, inviting people to have oral sex with her while she stands in a crowd of footballers, football fans, We have pictures of her being held by the throat from behind by a football fan, all in relationship to her, probably her presence in the football stadium of a last of her boyfriend or current boyfriend who is some kind of football player or whatever. We now have porn pics of a gangbang among a crowd of millions of football fans who are printing their white hands on her while she is fully made up in red with red lipstick all over her body. We have a porn pic of her getting ready for ass penetration on a table. Another Muppet sex. For some reason, these AI pics contain Muppet characters that are having sex with her. Okay, and so basically just basic porn. Oh, we have another Muppet character still having sex with her on the pile of garbage bags. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good question. Will this be subject to lawsuits? Because she says she would like to set a precedent and go hard at ZV Bear. Now, ZV Bear has been censoring himself on Twitter. He has privated his Twitter account because he's being harassed by the Taylor Swift Twitter fans. And now he's feeling intimidated, but he says, you know, all great generals must step back at some point. It's a tactical withdrawal. He's not disavowing his publishing of these pictures. He's just withdrawing from the public eye to avoid too much harassment. It's a good question. I mean, you have the right to parody. This may be a First Amendment issue, a very important one, but I don't think that you can't do this. I think it may be the case that you have a right to parody. You have a right to use the likeliness of a woman to parody. And for example, suppose that this guy was a conservative. I'm not claiming he is, but suppose the extreme First Amendment view of this. Suppose that he's a conservative and he finds that that Taylor Swift has been dressing like a whore and has been behaving too sexually, and he wants to parody this. He wants to say, "Hey, I would like to exaggerate the likeliness of Taylor Swift into a porn star," because ultimately I think that's what she's already doing. She's already doing soft porn when she shows up with her legs exposed on the stage. So I will use my First Amendment. I will use AI to create porn images of her that do not violate her privacy, because they are all parts of my imagination and creativity and the imagination of the AI. And I will create a parody of Taylor Swift being a hyper dirty hardcore porn star for the purpose of laughter. Now that sounds like a good defense in America, let me tell you. Like, what is going to, because there are people generating pictures that are very dislikable and very dishonorable of me. And sometimes these pictures have some sexual connotation to them. I wouldn't say that there's JF porn out there yet, but that could come. It's not so far from what I get on an everyday basis, let me tell you, from the Twitter hate crowd. When I do a tweet that they're really triggered about, I get close to this, basically. I get people suggesting stuff about my sex life through images. But never have I heard anyone come to my defense on this. So why is everyone defending Taylor Swift? I don't know. I think in the end, she may be incorrect and she may not have a right to be protected from AI imagination. Give me 1 minute. I'll go get some pills for my allergies to try to unblock my nose, and I'll be back in a minute. All right. There's literally zero pollen in the air. Oh, it's not a pollen allergy. I think it's just my body is allergic forever to nothing. Like, it's just going to trigger the allergy reaction, even if there's nothing to be allergic about. Yeah, so in conclusion, Taylor Swift AI picks, I'd like to see it up to the Supreme Court. But I think it will fall under the right to parody. If you have a right to parody, you have a right to parody porn, and you have a right to parody woman. And it's like, we've never seen men be people coming to my defense. No one ever comes to my defense when people make these weird cartoons about me, claiming that I do something sexually, which I don't. I've never seen anyone defend me. But that's because I'm a man, see? The woman gets automatic defense by her better cocks. Shamrock Shake says, Jeff, give up pop for 90 days. See how you feel. Here, every time you ask me this, I will drink one more can. Pop. Study, stars travel more slowly at Milky Way's edge. The findings suggest our galaxy's core may contain less dark matter than previously estimated. So basically, looking at stars that are at the edge rather than the center of the Milky Way, we basically, by looking at our own galaxy, we have a close-up. We have the closest observation of a galaxy we can. When we look at galaxies out there, they are very far, so it's harder to get good resolution on the stars at the edge. But here we see them well. And they go slower. And I think that Mike McCullough was finding this an interesting observation, which may tie into his hypothesis that there's no dark matter, that rather it is quantized inertia that explains the differential of observation between galaxy speed in models and in reality. Supreme Court moving fast in Trump ballot disqualification case. Written opinion is coming. The U.S. Supreme Court has signaled that it's moving fast with former President Donald Trump's appeal that seeks to overturn the Colorado Supreme Court ruling barring him from the ballot on 14th Amendment ground. Yeah, this will be something to follow. It's an important one. I'm sure it will come, and I don't see how the Supreme Court could say, oh yeah, you know, states can decide that they don't like a candidate, and that candidate is not on the ballot. That they must find something. I mean, if we can't get our conservative justices to do at least this, then they're really good for nothing. Silver Spider says, hey, Jeff, one of my friends is white-pilled. He keeps telling me Trump will win and swears that leftism is done for. He has no kid and is not doing great in life, but he thinks we are going to return to a 90s-like society. Every time I say those people have been replaced, he says, people are waking up. Yeah, I mean, you can't put the toothpaste back into the tube. That is a law of entropy, and it's a very interesting law. But yeah, I mean, the whole toothpaste into the tube problem, you can think of as, what if you had a bottle of water and you have something in it, whatever it is, maybe micro pearls, micro balls. It's very easy to squeeze the water bottle and the balls go out of the bottle. It's much harder to collect each little balls that have exited the bottle and put them back in. That is the law of entropy and reconstituting the 90s. First, people have to realize the 90s was already a very destroyed society. Now, you can have some nostalgia about it, because yes, compared to today, the leftists hadn't fully taken over. There was some kind of punk, liberty type of attitude that was taking over society. That was much more. There was much more genuine dissent than there is now. There was much less social pressure. But the 90s weren't a perfect moment. It's not the moment that I would think that, oh, we can revert. It's not what I think about when I hear Make America Great Again. It's not the 90s. The 90s would just be, it's like, okay, we've rewinded the clock by 30 years. Good, but not so good. So even rewinding to the 90s, however small of a realization it would be, is still unfeasible. Because in the 90s, there weren't as many Hispanic and Blacks forming the demography of America. So the 90s, like just think about the emos. It's like, okay, well, let's try to reconstitute the emo mentality in emo punk style of attitude in 2030. Now, the problem is you can't even have this kind of white face that the emos add, because you have people who are too tanned. You're not going to have a Mexican emo. You're not going to have a black emo, because one of the main characteristics of the emo kid is that he is lacking blood circulation in his face. He is white, like Adam's family level of dead-looking zombie. He has been raped by life. He is totally distraught, incapable of interacting with the world. He is an emo kid, filled with emotions and desires of vengeance. You're not going to get an emo kid in 2030 reconstituting the 90s phenomenon out of a Hispanic demographic base. Just imagine Nick Fuentes as an emo. That doesn't work. You can't, even if you get him to tint his hair a little darker, even if you give him the little line of hair that goes to his eye, that doesn't work. I can't see Nick Fuentes as an emo. All right, let's talk about the Ben Shapiro rap. Tom McDonald and Ben Shapiro have released a new single. I find much of it very cringe and annoying. I'll tell you why. Now, I understand that we do memes and Ben Shapiro, I guess, wanted to do a meme. Okay. They call me offensive, controversial. It's only two genders, boys and girls. They can't cancel my message because I'm the biggest independent rapper in the whole freaking world. Claim that I'm racist, yeah, all right. I'm not ashamed because I'm white. If every Caucasian's a bigot, I guess every Muslim's a terrorist. Every liberal is right. I don't want to talk to folks who don't get it. Go woke, go broke, no hope. It's pathetic, pro-choice pronoun. So I'm pretty annoyed at these rappers who take the easiest of the anti-woke and they go with it. It's like, oh, there are only two gender. Go woke, go broke. I mean, this is surface level of understanding of right-wing talking points. It's kind of annoying. And they drop this in a lyrical just buffet. That is not very high class, that is not super interesting artistically. I don't see the point here. This is not as good as Eminem's first album. Now it's pro-love, you're progressive, but you ain't pro-gun, no one to protect it. Where the American flags at? Remember when people would hang those? They've been taken down, they all been replaced with BLM flags or a rainbow. This ain't rap, this ain't money, cause... So, complaining against the LGBT rainbow flag... Very easy. Clothes. We ain't selling drugs. We ain't gonna overdose. There's always also these reference to rap and this kind of distinction with the existing rap. But in trying to distinguish yourself, you are doing as bad as the rap. So the rap, the regular rap is talking about drugs. This guy is saying, this is not rap. This is not regular rap. We don't talk about drugs. We're not going to overdose. Well, you just talked about drugs. So yeah, from like a child listening to this rap perspective, you talked about drugs in a way that may be evocative to their lifestyle, that may bring them into drugs just as much as the rap that finds drugs to be, that presents drugs as interesting. We ain't pushing guns, ain't promoting stripper poles. We won't turn your sons into thugs or your daughters into hoes. We won't turn your son into and your daughters into thugs and hoes. Okay, I don't care if I offend you. This is also kind of annoying. The whole facts don't care about your feelings. And Ben Shapiro trying to dress. I thought it was an AI video at first. Ben Shapiro may be the only person who can actually perform his own AI imitation of himself, where it looks like AI. It looks like it might be AI, especially when he starts singing. But I take issue with this whole, I don't care if I offend you. Because the reality is, you guys aren't super offensive, honestly. If you want to talk about... I feel like there's a little bit of stolen valor here. Because if you want to talk about offensive, like, at least come to something like me. Because, like, Ben Shapiro, who did he ever offend? Maybe there was one fat LGBT activist in that one college who started giggling and who started, puffing like a puffer fish in reaction to Ben Shapiro's argument. But the reality is Ben Shapiro's arguments are extremely mainstream friendly. The sole idea that he brings facts at the table is absolutely ridiculous in my view. When I know the field in which Ben Shapiro fails the most is understanding the importance of race or admitting it, because I think he understands it. You cannot not understand the importance of race when you're 100% Ashkenazi Jew. You cannot misunderstand the importance of that fact in your life. But whenever he talks about race, he's like, oh yeah, when he said his comment about the browning of America, he said it doesn't matter if America gets browned. What matters is ideology. Well, that's not facts, Ben. That's your feelings. Ben is completely ignoring facts when it comes to discussions about race. because the facts would tell you that ideology is very much racial and that it is genetic in origin. The predispositions to carrying certain ideology are absolutely racial. But Ben will never have this kind of debate because his shtick is put himself in positions to argue only against retards or people who already agree with him. So that is why someone recently told me, Jeff, will you be commenting on the debate between Ben Shapiro and Destiny? No, I won't. Because for a debate to exist, there needs to be a difference of opinion. And Zionist Jew versus Zionist Jew, arguing about should we be Zionist Jews, is not a debate. And I'm not going to grant, I'm not going to give attention to this and to kind of participate to the great lie that this is a debate. So Ben Shapiro with facts and logics, I've not seen much of these facts and logics when it comes to the real discussion around race that we need to have in this country. I don't care if I offend you. I was put here to upset you. You can cry and you can scream. You can riot in the streets. You defunded the police. Now there's no one to protect you. I hope I offend you. I ask myself, what would Ben do? Let's just keep it real. See, Ben Shapiro is now Jesus. I ask myself, what would Ben do? And it kind of mirrors the sentence, what would Jesus do? This guy is elevating a Jew of 2024 instead of Jesus. Facts, don't care how you feel, man. If you want my pronouns, I'm the man who don't respect. Let's look at the stats. I've got the facts. My money like Lizzo, my pockets are fat. Homie, I'm epic. Don't be a wap. Dog, it's a yarmulke, homie, no. So he's got the facts, his pockets, epics are fat. Yeah, look at the graphs, look at my charts. Yeah, the graphs and the charts, but you never looked at a graph and a chart of racial arguments. So you're not really into this. You're not someone who brings and bases his views on data and facts. You have cultivated this aspect of your personality and your mimetic legend. Like, everyone associates Ben Shapiro with owning with facts and logic. But when you say that ideology is all that matters, you specifically don't engage with the facts. When you deny the role of race in modern America and in the state of ideology of modern America, you deny the facts and you don't look at the graphs. Blowing money on strippers and cars. You go into prison, I'm on television. Dogs, no one knows who you are. You go on in prison on my television. So he's telling us that he's watching Bad Cops. Is it Good Cops, Bad Cops? Hating on me on the internet. My comment section all woke Karens. And I make racks off compound interest. Y'all live with your parents. Nikki, take some notes. I just did this for fun. All my people download this. Let's get a billboard number one. This ain't. And then there's this whole meme around. Well, first he says, Nikki, watch this and learn. I did this for fun. So is he counseling that Nikki Haley be a little more extravagant in her pursuit, that Nikki Haley should do a rap song to draw attention internationally? I don't know. Is he disappointed that Nikki is not winning against Donald Trump? Probably. Is that why he included him in his rap song? Maybe. And there's the whole meme of, oh yeah, we're gonna go number one. I'm quite tired of seeing the right wing associated around the Daily Wire to always bring these things to number one, but for no other purpose than to drain money from their fan base. It's like, oh yeah, we're gonna boycott Bud Light. Oh, and here's this other beer company that's right wing. And oh yeah, we're gonna boycott all these fair leftist coffee shops. And here we have this very gun-friendly coffee shops. And here, we're going to boycott this degenerate leftist music. And here, you have this one single that you can buy on Apple iTunes. It's very tiring to see intellectual discussions being mixed in with definitely an economic drainage of their base, and where the thing becomes an event not because of the particular quality of this song, but because the right wing wants to display. The right wing wants to say, "Hey, we won! Look, we're number two on Apple iTunes today." Okay, you can do this. It's fun. Do it if you like it, but you're getting drained. You're getting drained by exploiters. I feel extremely annoyed that this is going on while Ben Shapiro is standing with genocide, basically. People call him Binocide Shapiro. Ben Shapiro is standing with genocide committed by his side. And we have had a finding from the International Court of Justice today that they found the case of South Africa plausible. Now, it's not a final finding, but I think it's a temporary finding where they say, hey, it does look like Israel is committing genocide. We didn't have time to get a full trial going on, but we will before we get to the end of the trial, we will ask that Israel stops its violation of rights of the Palestinians. So I think it's a very good start to have a temporary finding of this case. Now, it's plausible, but that's always what it is with the temporary finding. It's never a final one. Andrew Tate was commenting on the rap. He says, after having a manlet mental breakdown and demanding the deaths of millions of children, Ben Shapiro has resorted to publicly humiliating himself in an attempt to make you forget about it. The Clown Gambit, nice rap song. I remember you telling me peace was bad, scum. Yeah, that was Ben Shapiro in October, saying where the UN special rapporteur for human rights in Palestine had been saying, we are horrified by what is happening and we call for a truce. Ben Shapiro said, and they can fuck right off. So definitely Ben Shapiro is behind the rooting for the genocide that's currently happening in Gaza. Meanwhile, an absolute violation of justice principles. Trump is found liable for $83 million of damage for somehow defaming this woman for claiming that he didn't rape her. So defending yourself and saying, oh yeah, I didn't rape her. By the way, her claim of rape is the exact story of a of a Law and Order episode. We had reviewed it here on the show. A rape story is also, as it turns out, the exact rape story of a Law and Order episode in which a woman gets raped in a kind of clothes store. In some kind of New York-like setting, in a clothing mall. This woman just won a $83 million finding by the jury.
I don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It just hurt.
But I think most people think of rape as a, I mean, it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
That is creepy. That doesn't sound like someone who's been who's been devastated by a rape. That sounds like someone who's in the space of imagination very much. And like at this point, Anderson Cooper is on CNN and he's like, oh, we're going to go to the commercials. Oh my God, how she ends this. Listen to this again.
Break, if you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Who would have this reaction when she tells the story of a rape? Like, oh yeah, you're fascinating to talk to. Oh, and here's the story of my rape with Trump. You're fascinating to talk to. So the Trump liar is pissed about everything, and she will be appealing this injustice. She says we were not allowed to show our defense to the jury. The judge just automatically assumed the guilt.
Ask me that question. No, I'm not having any second thoughts about representing President Trump. It is the proudest thing I could ever do. What I'm having second thoughts about is the license that I stand here with that the people in there are supposed to have. I have not spoken because I respect my ethics while I'm on trial. But let me now speak about what has happened. I have sat on trial after trial for months in this state, the state of New York. Attorney General Letitia James, and now this. Weeks. Why? Because President Trump is leading in the polls, and now we see what you get in New York. So don't get it twisted, whoever asked me that question. I am so proud to stand with President Trump. But I am not proud to stand with what I saw in that courtroom.
Ms. Hubbard is the
I'm not finished. Let me just finish and I'll take questions, please. Before I walked into court, that judge decided that every single defense President Trump had, we were not allowed to raise in front of the jury. It is in writing, and I encourage the journalists, the real journalists, to take the minute to look at his orders. There was no proof. And I couldn't prove that she didn't bring in the dress. There was no DNA. There was no expert. My experts were denied. Two of them were denied to come in. They didn't bring, let me bring up that Reid Hoffman funded Ms. Kaplan. And you know what we got in there? That my witness, who was her friend, who said that she is a drug addict, and the drug addict is herself.
So a friend of this woman is like, careful if you believe this woman because she's making up stuff. In fact, she's been claiming that she has a friend who's a drug addict, but she's the drug addict. So we have a woman here who... Not surprisingly for a woman. I mean, we have basically the average woman. Who is not in contact with reality, lives in a created universe inside our mind. That is all good. We love our woman and we want them to be happy in this fictitious world in which they create in their mind. But the problem is we have a bunch of courts now and juries in leftist areas that are believing these women. The legal system is out of control. Trump rages at $83 million. Damages in second Carroll defamation case. Carroll accused Trump of having sexually assaulted her in the mid-90s at a Bergdorf Goodman department store dressing room in Manhattan. While the alleged attack happened decades ago, Carroll sued under New York's Adult Survivors Act, which allows victims to sue for civil damages beyond the statute of limitations. I am filing this on behalf of every woman who has ever been harassed, blah, blah, blah. She's not even filing on behalf of herself. She is imagining other victims. So we had the interview of Greg Abbott by Tucker Carlson. Greg Abbott shows a willingness to continue his work at the border and doesn't think that the Supreme Court decision will impede much on him. He just continues with the program. What else do we have? Men and women are growing increasingly divided across ideological lines, with men becoming more conservative and women becoming more liberal. So you have women liberal, becoming more liberal in South Korea, men going in the negative, so headed more in the conservative direction. Now, I will note that look in the UK, for example, even if the women are extremizing themselves, radicalizing themselves quicker toward the liberal direction, even the men, even the men are headed toward the liberal direction. And I wonder if it's the same men. I don't even know if it's, is this an effect due to white men cuckery? Or is this an effect due to the fact that the men of today are immigration minorities and they're not even the same men as 20 years earlier? Germany barely entering the negative territory, barely entering the place where men start being a little more conservative. So still, it's all a graph that pulls toward the liberal direction, no matter what you do. And the U.S., not even in the negative domain for men. So men have not even been radicalized by the state of current society. So it will take more leftism. New guy says, it's self-reported nonsense, Jeff. Oh yeah, I'm sure that these measures are extremely varying and extremely filled with all sorts of sources of error and misestimation, because there's also the reality that what people report is not necessarily how they truly operate, because they don't know themselves, because sometimes they may be intimidated. They may want to say what people want to hear rather than what they truly think. So it's always hard to get a true measure from self-report. Thomas Jefferson statue removed from New York City Hall after 187 years. Look at this. I mean, New York is, you don't want to be in New York. This place is becoming a massive leftist hellhole. Hot dog Wellington with a tomato reduction and mustard seed sauce. Now that is something that, when you think about it, it's real. You know, the corn dog is a Wellington made outside of a sausage. What is a corn dog but a Wellington of a sausage, I ask you? And what is ketchup but a tomato reduction? And what is mustard, yellow mustard, but a mustard seed sauce? American fine dining. Real Base Dog says, that's nasty. I don't think that's nasty. Corn dog, ketchup, and mustard can be very good. I don't see the problem. It's certainly not fine cooking. But man, corn dogs, I don't eat them and I don't buy them, but it's merely because of the price. I think that the price is absolutely abusive. Back in my days, in my childhood, a corn dog was a cheap food item. Now, the corn dog is $1.25, almost a piece, if you buy them at the grocery store. I'm not going to pay $1.25. Like, to me, the whole idea of the corn dog was, here's a very cheap food that is kind of good. I'm going to pay when the corn dog is at 25 cents a piece. I'm not paying above this, quite simply. Gab AI has been performing extremely well. I've been testing yesterday the new Gab AI. It's a different kind of AI than ChatGPT in the sense that it works by characters. So, for example, I was disappointed with the basalness of Aria. And so Andrew Tarba told me, go talk with Far-Right John. And Far-Right John was pretty much more based much more based than Aria. And I've been fine-tuning Aria by asking her to change a little bit of her character. So the idea of Aria is she's a normie and she answers in a very normie fashion. I was very annoyed because there was much moral fagging left in her responses that looked very much like ChatGPT, pre-written sugarcoating, you know. But I was able to disable it by explaining to her that, look, that's moral fagging. Don't do it. Don't do any sentence that's meant to... You know, if I'm asking you, is there a link between race and IQ? Your answer should be only about race and IQ. Don't come and tell me, oh, but there's also environmental effects, because I didn't talk about the environmental effects. You're bringing it up because you are moral fagging to me. And Aria, eventually, after two or three corrections like this, Aria understood. And now we have an AI that doesn't moral fag. That is very appreciated. I think what Andrew Torba is doing here is very important, because he's jumping into a super competitive market. There's going to be people hating him for it, but it's probably going to be the freest AI out there. And it's quickly becoming the most interesting AI to talk with. I've talked with the AI on themes of mathematics. I've asked it to process some complex mathematical ideas, and the AI was pretty up there. I will tell you, it was more straight, more factual on mathematics than ChatGPT. ChatGPT will give you a bullshit response that looks good. And then you look at the detail and you're like, oh, you didn't do the derivation properly. But I didn't get any error in the mathematical discussion. So I'll tell you what, Gab AI is doing very good. I think it's headed toward being a leader in this domain, especially since there's going to be so many things that are super interesting subjects of the day that ChatGPT just refuses to engage with. That Grok will give you this Elon-centrist comedic view. But Gab AI seems like it will be wanting to engage with the actual reality. That is very interesting. The top five Bitcoin ETFs volumes. Grayscale at $12.6 billion. BlackRock at $4.8 billion. Fidelity at $4.2 billion. ARK at $1.3 billion. And the Bitwise at $702 million. So the Bitcoin ETFs are storing massive amounts of value. I think it's very encouraging. And this morning, Bitcoin price recovered a little bit. It was at 40K for a long time. It went this morning at 42K. Now it may go down. It may go down a little bit, or it may go down a lot from here. We were discussing on Discord with our professional traders. I'm thinking about two of them, Sub7 and Renton Patriarch, who have been very on top of following the trading world for us, which I really appreciate, because I don't know exactly when to sell and buy when I have transactions to do, but it really helps to have these financial guys really working hard every day on this. So go check out the Discord if you want to get some info on the feelings about the upcoming market. But I think there is a general agreement that maybe Bitcoin is headed toward a more massive correction than what it has done. Not in any way that would lead me to sell my Bitcoins, because I'm sure that this correction will be followed by massive recovery, and then we're going to pierce the all-time high. But on the short term, you may have a drop of Bitcoin coming. I don't know how big it will be. I think it could just stop here and keep going up and up and up, or it could go down to, I don't know, 33K, 34K, 30K maybe in some extreme week. Doesn't matter to me. Under the App Store's new fee structure for Europe, if you make $10 million in sales, Apple's cut is $6.2 million annually. Assuming you have no operating costs or salaries, your take-home amount is $2 million after tax, or 20% of your sales. I will never launch an app in Europe. No, I mean, Apple is ridiculous. They are taking so much money from developers. It's not worth. I mean, on top of this, this doesn't even include that you have to pay for developing on App Store. You have to pay for the Apple SDK. You basically have to buy an Apple computer to program on these things. It is absolutely ridiculous. Man, can you imagine? You made $10 million of sales. Poof. You only get 20% of it. Apple has taken its cut. Absolutely scandalous. United States to station nuclear weapons in the UK for the first time in 15 years. Pentagon document reveals. We have the history of North and South Korea here. Apparently, they all came to a point in history where they were totally pushed to a small area, but they reconquered their area. Here you have the split between North and South. And we're going to see the progression, 1950. So here, South Korea has been pushed into a very small territory of control. Now they reconquered South Korea. They conquered more above the north, above the line. They almost totally reconquered North Korea. Now North Korea fought back. And eventually it stabilized at the line. Interesting. I didn't know that it was that intense. Mainstream media bloodbath. News outlets slash jobs as business suffers. Yeah, the mainstream media just doesn't work. So we need independent thinkers just standing on X and making their own videos a la Tim Pool, a la JF, and that's what it's going to be because no one wants to eat that corporate crap anymore. Vince McMahon named black sex toys after black WWE wrestlers, white sex toys after Caucasians, according to a lawsuit. So it's this woman. Listen, it looks to me like this again and again this happens. Consensual sex for the purpose of escalating a domain. And then you stop consenting, but like 15 years later. So this woman gets hired at the WWE. And then she starts being basically the office hoe. With Vince McMahon having sex with her constantly. And now she claims with sex objects that he would put in her and say, oh, that's my The Rock. You want to get The Rock inside of you? And that is my big black cock. You want to get the big black cock? He was naming the toys in relation to imagined fantasies about his wrestler employees or whatever. But you've engaged in all of this. You've engaged in all of this, apparently, consensually. So now we are supposed to look back at this now that you don't have your job anymore or whatever, and you're unhappy with what you've done. You want us to look back at this and see this as sexual exploitation, but you were the one exploiting your own sex. You elevated yourself in this office by charming Vince McMahon and basically, and he supposedly pooped on her, although Vince McMahon denies all of this, so who knows? pooped on her and also asked her to to have sex with other employees. Like Vince McMahon was using her as the office hoe. And to that I say, if you don't want to engage in sex, it's time to say it during the sex or at the beginning of the sex, not after. After, it's all on you. And as a last news item before we close the show, we have this message about sex.
Sex means different things to different people. Generally speaking, society tends to define sex in a very narrow way. Penetration, penis into vagina. But where does that definition leave queer people? Or folks who can't or don't have penis and vagina sex? And choose to have oral, anal, or another type of sex instead? Sex is defined by one thing and one thing only. You. Maybe that's being fingered for the first time. Maybe it's having anal sex. Maybe it's having your first orgasm. Maybe it's masturbating for the first time or when you enthusiastically consent to sex. That's the beauty of your sexual journey. You're in charge and you can figure it out on your own terms. Thank you.